Now, regardless of which side of the fence you're on, ketogenic diet is better than the Mediterranean diet or vice versa. There are many folks that believe that the keto diet is a bit cumbersome and much more complicated. Let's face it, it can be intimidating. Now, when it comes to the Mediterranean diet, there are those that feel it's much more appealing. So in this segment, we're going to talk about why switching to the Mediterranean diet could be one of the best investments you ever make in your health. And we're going to look at some benefits, and we're going to look at the lifestyle of the Mediterranean diet. Let's get to it.
Welcome to Eat, Live, Love, Train. It's not a tagline, it's a lifestyle and a community of individuals devoted to food, wine, and wellness. I'm your host, Chef Shannon, executive chef, certified sommelier, and certified wellness coach. Also, proud Air Force veteran. Hashtag gratitude. As you listen, this will be one of the best moments of your week, where you're entertained like a stand-up, educated like a TED Talk, and enlightened like a sermon. If you're new around here, welcome. You can find me at eatlivelovetrain.com. Feel free to like, share, and subscribe. You can listen over at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Alexa TuneIn, Pandora, and Google Podcast. I appreciate you. And if you got something on your mind, feel free to DM me on Instagram at eatlivelovetrain. And if you're not new, then you already know how we get down around here. If you would like to be a part of the Food, Wine, and Wellness Tribe and get routine updates and notifications on pop-ups, live streams, promos, members-only exclusive videos, podcasts, and or giveaways, be sure to get on the list to receive the newsletter. You don't want to miss out on opportunities that will enhance your kitchen game, hosting skills, food and wine persona, and bring added value to both your personal and professional relationships overall. You can sign up to get all these updates at eatlivelovetrain.com/newsletter.
At its very core, the Mediterranean lifestyle includes diet, exercise, and socializing, which improves both physical and mental well-being. And as always, before you jumpstart into any new dietary plan or eating program, be sure to get the official nod of approval from your general practitioner or doctor. Now, as I talk about the benefits and the lifestyle of the Mediterranean diet, there's some things I want you to keep on your radar. Now, for those of you that have been rocking with me for a while, you already know my background. You already know that I've lived in Europe for nearly 20 years, and as such, I was introduced to the Mediterranean diet, and I never looked back. So if weight loss is a goal for you, adopting a Mediterranean lifestyle can help you achieve this safely and sustainably. Now, after a few weeks of being on the diet, many people find that weight loss occurs as a natural consequence, particularly if you've switched from a diet that is high in fat and sugar. If you already are at a healthy weight, the Mediterranean diet combined with regular, moderate activity should make this relatively easy to maintain without having to give it much thought. Now, keep in mind, the diet does still rely on having reasonable portion sizes, and you might find that things you're supposed to have in moderation slowly become more regular habits. For some of you, this may be a struggle at the beginning, so you may want to start a food diary to track exactly what you're eating and how often you're having things like meat, dairy, and desserts. It can also be useful to keep an eye on your calorie intake, at least at the beginning, while you adapt to the Mediterranean diet. There's apps that you can use, such as MyFitnessPal, that'll make this much more convenient for you. In addition to that, you can check out one of my previous segments where I talk about using tech and going digital, using apps to help you keep track of your wellness goals. Now, the earlier you start, begin to follow the Mediterranean diet / lifestyle, the greater the benefits will be. In other words, if you're a young person and you start following or implementing the Mediterranean lifestyle in your early 20s, you're going to be better off than someone that's starting in their late 40s or early 40s. The Mediterranean lifestyle is naturally less reliant on meat and dairy as opposed to the Western diet, so it's very simple to adapt for pescatarians, vegetarians, and vegans. You'll also begin to notice that a lot of Mediterranean dishes are naturally vegetarian or vegan due to the diet being largely plant-based and its use of olive oil instead of butter. For me personally, I consume a lot of fresh produce along with a lot of fresh, wild fish 4 to 5 times per week. Now, there are plenty of diets out there that boast seemingly miraculous results, but very few are supported by decades of rigorous scientific research and recommended by health professionals. The Mediterranean-style diet, it's been the subject of thousands of studies over the years, and scientists continue to learn more about the long-term effects on our health. Now, the Mediterranean diet has been shown time and time again to be one of the most healthiest ways to eat, to live, and its benefits extend far beyond the typical diet selling point of weight loss. This lifestyle can have a considerable impact on both your physical and mental well-being, and it's even good for the environment as well. So why would a person ever consider even switching to the Mediterranean diet? Well, one of the best studied aspects of the Mediterranean diet is it's linked to a lower risk of cardiovascular disease, such as heart attacks and strokes. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death on a global scale. In many cases, lifestyle factors play a major role in the development of cardiovascular disease. And typically, a diet that's high in saturated fat and sugar increases your risk. The Mediterranean diet is relatively low in saturated fat, as it's less reliant on meat and dairy, so it naturally helps to minimize your risk of cardiovascular disease. One study revealed that the Mediterranean lifestyle can reduce the risk of developing cardiovascular disease by 25%. Another study found that it reduces the risk of death from stroke by 30%. Having high blood cholesterol levels is also another major risk factor for developing heart problems or suffering from a stroke. But the balance of the type of cholesterol in our blood is also very important. High levels of low-density lipoprotein, aka LDL, can build up in the blood vessels and lead to blockages, while HDL, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, is beneficial because it helps remove LDL from the blood. Replacing saturated fats with unsaturated fats helps reduce levels of harmful HDL and boost levels of the beneficial LDL instead. Now, besides cardiovascular disease, the Mediterranean diet can also reduce the risk of other diseases such as type 2 diabetes, arthritis, cancer, and dementia. These conditions have all been linked to chronic inflammation, where the body continues to produce an immune response when it doesn't need to. This in turn puts a lot of stress on cells and causes damage. The Mediterranean diet has been found to reduce levels of inflammation because it incorporates foods that are rich in polyphenols and antioxidants. Now, these are compounds that have a protective effect in the body and have been shown to help reduce and even repair cell damage. Now, real talk, we all have certain comfort foods that make us feel good, but our diet as a whole can have a more profound impact on our mental health, so much so that research has found that a Western-style diet that's high in refined grains, sugar, and fat can increase your risk of depression and anxiety. On the other hand, the Mediterranean diet can decrease the risk of depression by 30%, and not just in adults. Mental health is also a growing issue among young people, but one study found that by adhering to a Mediterranean diet, it can help reduce the risk of depression in adolescence. Now, I want you to keep this in mind. The Med diet can also help protect your overall brain health and cognitive function. In fact, one study looked at the dietary habits of people in their 70s and performed brain scans to track changes in their brain volume, which naturally declines in old age. What they found is that participants who adhered more strictly to the Mediterranean-style diet tended to lose less of their total brain volume when compared to others. Other studies have found that the Mediterranean diet can also help protect people's memory and general cognitive abilities as they age. Now, as I said in the beginning of this podcast, the earlier you adopt the Mediterranean diet, the greater the long-term benefits will be, but it's never too late to start. That being said, researchers from the Harvard University found that a Mediterranean diet can even improve longevity. They studied the impact that the diet has on telomeres. These are structures at the end of our chromosomes that protect them from damage. Scientists use a telomere's length as a marker for aging and life expectancy. In general, shorter telomeres are associated with a reduced life expectancy and a higher risk of developing chronic disease. The more closely people followed a Mediterranean-style diet, the longer their telomeres tended to be, indicating a better life expectancy. As such, the earlier you adopt a Mediterranean lifestyle, the greater the long-term benefits will be for you. Studies have illustrated that the people who switched to the Mediterranean diet in their 50s and 60s were less likely to experience chronic health problems later in life in comparison to those with less healthy diets. And since we all know that prevention is better than cure, the Mediterranean diet can be an incredibly effective tool to promote healthy aging and improved quality of life in our later years. The Mediterranean lifestyle also focuses on the importance of cooking things from scratch. And granted, it may not be as convenient as ordering takeout or getting Uber Eats or getting a TV dinner, but it's certainly better for your health and your wallet. In fact, one study found that participants who switched over to the Mediterranean diet over a 34-week period ended up reducing their grocery bills by over 50%. Now, if you stop and think about that for a minute, you take a look at convenient foods, microwave dinners. These are the things that tend to be really expensive. And since we are in inflation now, you might want to rethink your strategy. My point, cook from scratch. You have so much to benefit in more ways than one. Not only will it save you money, it'll literally save your life. So when you consider these factors, it can really be an eye-opening experience to see how much it's possible to save when you reduce your meat intake and take things like ready meals, high sugary snacks, and fizzy drinks out of the equation. But wait, there's more. The added benefit of spending less on food overall is that you have the option to invest more in quality. For example, higher quality in certain cuts of meat, higher quality in dairy, and higher quality in sustainably sourced fish and seafood. Now, when you're on the Mediterranean diet, we're also encouraged to eat locally and seasonal produce as much as possible. This can have a dramatic impact on your carbon footprint in comparison to a typical Western diet. So check out to see if there are any farmers markets near you that can make the most of local produce. You might find them to be cheaper than the supermarkets, and in fact, you will, particularly around Texas Hill Country. Now, diets that take a more plant-based approach have a lower environmental impact than those that rely more heavily on meat and dairy. Having said that, it's naturally a greener option and much more viable. Another reason that you may want to switch your dietary plan is that a major problem with many other diets is that they are often intended to be temporary quick fixes, or they're so restrictive that by sticking with them in the long term, it's neither practical or realistic. One of the reasons why the Mediterranean diet is so popular is because it's a common sense approach. There's no gimmicks, there's no starving yourself, and there's no need to cut out entire food groups. Convenience is a key factor for something to be sustainable. And when you're on the Mediterranean diet, all the ingredients you'll need can be found at your regular food stores or farmers markets. Not only that, when it comes to the Mediterranean diet, there are many recipes that are available for you to try, so you won't end up being bored from eating the same bland dietary meals every day. You also don't have to worry about ruining your diet if you have a treat once in a while. And so what should you eat or drink when you're on the Mediterranean diet? Well, check out some of my previous podcasts for a full list. I go deep and I go wide. You can start with this episode, Stepping Up Your Grocery Game, Part 1 and Part 2. Not only do I talk about best foods to consume, I also talk about the foods to avoid. Now, when it comes to the Mediterranean diet, the meal times centered around the Mediterranean lifestyle, they are a social occasion and a chance to welcome and spend time with friends and family. So much so, in fact, we have a saying in Europe, don't just tell me what you ate, tell me who you ate with. Regular socializing is a cornerstone of the Mediterranean lifestyle. Research has shown that having strong social bonds promotes good quality of life and mental health. So, for example, people who frequently socialize have a lower risk of hypertension and depression. Family life and friendships are at the heart of the Mediterranean lifestyle. But it may surprise you to learn that even our relationships with casual acquaintances are beneficial as well. These tend to foster a great sense of belonging and communal spirit. Studies have shown that older adults with a diverse network of friends and family enjoy a better quality of life and live longer than those with little to no social circles. And as I said before, it's not just what you eat, but who, with, and how. Mediterranean mealtimes, they're a social occasion and welcome a chance to spend time with friends and family. Now, how many of us are guilty of having a hurried lunch or a dinner or scarf down some food while watching TV? It's important to take a pause for the cause and make time to really connect and savor and enjoy your meals properly. Whether that means taking your office lunch to the park with a book, eating together with colleagues, or sitting up at the dinner table all together as a family. Allowing yourself time to appreciate both your food and company brings a range of benefits. Not only do we get the perks of socializing, but as conversation flows, we naturally tend to eat more slowly when dining with others, which in turn is also better for your digestion. So spending quality time with others and taking breaks from the various stresses of the day is also a big important factor to our mental health. Now also this leads to staying active. The benefits of regular exercise are well established, but keeping fit doesn't always mean that you have to dedicate an hour every single day to a strenuous, high-intensity workout at the gym. Traditional Mediterranean communities naturally get their exercise as part of their daily routines, such as walking to town or through physical work like farming or fishing. Moderate, regular exercise is all that's needed to maintain a good level of fitness, as long as it gets your heart rate up. It's often said that the best exercise is anything that's easy to incorporate into your daily lifestyle, and most importantly, something that you enjoy doing. This way, you're more likely to stick to it. So whether it's swimming, a dance class, yoga, a session at the gym, a brisk walk, shoot for 5 to 10 hours of physical activity every week. Get outdoors and get some fresh air. Now, not all of us are going to be able to enjoy nice, moderate temperatures and sunshine of the Mediterranean, but getting outside and enjoying nature is still important no matter where you live. Modern life has led us to spending far more time indoors, but studies have shown that being in nature is beneficial to our mental health as it can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. Regular exposure to sunlight is also an important source of vitamin D, which plays a vital role in keeping our bones, teeth, and muscles healthy. Now, depending on where you are in the world, it may be more difficult to get enough vitamin D from sunlight alone in the winter months. Vitamin D is also found in oily fish, eggs, and red meat, but it may be difficult to get enough from the food alone while following the Mediterranean diet. So consider speaking to your general practitioner or doctor about taking supplements in order to top up your levels. Something else that I want you to keep on your radar. The Mediterranean contains 2 of the 5 regions known as blue zones: the Italian island of Sardinia and the Greek island of Icaria. Blue zones were identified during research into longevity, and they also include Okinawa, Japan, Nicoya, Costa Rica, and a religious community in Loma Linda, California. In these identified parts of the world, locals consistently live longer than the general population, with unusually high rates of people living well into their 90s and beyond. Yet, there are relatively low incidences of age-related diseases such as dementia. Researchers have since studied the lifestyles of blue zone populations in an attempt to understand this phenomenon. While diet is believed to be a major factor, other common characteristics include a strong focus on family and community, regular social contact, and a moderately active lifestyle. The most important thing that researchers learned was that the healthy choices that these people made were the easiest options available to them. For example, fresh produce was often more readily available than high-fat, sugar-processed foods. The Blue Zone Initiative has used this research as a model to help communities elsewhere enjoy similar benefits via local policy changes and education drives, making it easier for people to make healthier choices. So these are several reasons why you may consider switching over to the Mediterranean diet and also taking a look at the benefits of the Mediterranean diet and the overall lifestyle.
These are my thoughts, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say on the subject matter. Feel free to send your comments or questions to chef-coach@eatlivelovetrain.com or DM me on Instagram @eatlivelovetrain. As always, I appreciate you tuning in, and remember, we are a reflection of what we eat. I'll see you next time.